The traditional Christmas tree, decorated with tinsel, shiny balls, and electric lights, adorns the home to light up an otherwise seasonally dark time. But what are its pagan roots? How can it be applied to bring you luck and fertility in the coming months? And how might it be used in future Sabbats? In this mini-episode, Cassandra explores the Yule tree on witchcraft, deconstructed.
I recently had an experience that many pagans have probably had, though I confess, it's been a really long time since it's happened to me. I decided that if I was going to spend Yule by myself because of the pandemic this year, I should at least have a tree. Like many of us, I'm missing my family and all of our traditions and decorations. A colleague that lives in my apartment building stopped by to drop something off and complimented my tree. We were talking about it, and I told her that it was the first Yule tree I'd put up in a long time. She looked at me and said, "Do you mean your Christmas tree?" And I said, "No, I meant my Yule tree." She looked at me and continued, "Well, it is a Christmas tree." I was pretty astounded and replied, "I don't celebrate Christmas. I'm Wiccan, and I celebrate Yule and the winter solstice. This is my Yule tree." She again responded, "That is a Christmas tree." At that point, all I could say was, "You do know that Christmas tree comes out of pagan traditions, right?" And I essentially walked her out of my apartment and moved on with my day. But like most of us, it bothered me. I work really hard to respect other people's traditions, and when I make a blunder, which we've all done, I try to correct myself and then ask the appropriate questions to make sure I don't do it again. That is, of course, the polite thing to do. So I thought we'd take a short little podcast break to talk about the Yule tree and the Yule log tradition. The Yule tree has many pagan traditions associated with it. The Celts saw the evergreen as a symbol of life, since it doesn't die in the winter, and hung things on the tree that they wanted to see in the coming year. Fruits for the harvest, charms, nuts for fertility, and coins for wealth. The Norse had their own solstice tree traditions that were associated with the Norse gods. In contemporary pagan practice, the tree is then used throughout the Sabbat cycle, depending on your tradition. After the winter solstice, the limbs can be cut off and used for garlands for Imolc for holding candles and for the Imolc fire. The trunk of the tree can become the maypole at Beltane. And then, as the year cycles around, the now fully dried out trunk becomes the Yule log for the fire at solstice. The Yule log tradition is also found throughout Europe. I love that the U.S. Forestry Service lists the plants of the winter solstice and includes a short description of the Yule log. Historically, the Yule log tradition included an entire tree or the largest log available to be burned in the fire hearth. Historians believe that the tradition was derived from pagan worship rites, representations of health and fertility, rituals asking for blessings and protection, festivals celebrating the winter solstice. Some traditions included starting the Yule log fires with the remnants of the previous year's log to bring prosperity and protection from evil. After the celebration, pieces of the Yule log would be saved to start the fire of next winter's solstice Yule log. In some European traditions, oak was the preferred species for the Yule log, as it represented the waxing sun, symbolized endurance, strength, protection, and good luck to people in the coming year. There are a variety of traditions associated with the Yule log throughout Europe. Different things are sprinkled on the log, wine, chemicals, and herbs to make it burn in various colors and to smell good. And after the log is fully burned, the ashes are used to fertilize the crops of the coming year, again continuing to make use of the Yule tree throughout the yearly cycle. My colleague might also be shocked to learn that Christians didn't start decorating Christmas trees until the Renaissance, and the Yule tree was often seen as a pagan symbol that needed to be banned and ignored in Christian Europe. I hope that this year, your Yule tree brings you as much joy as it's bringing to me, and on the solstice, as you're waiting for the Yule Pookie to come eat your leftovers and leave you sweets, the light comes back to us through the darkness, and that 2021 is a better year than, well, this past year. Brightest solstice blessings from both Reverend Wade and I this year on the longest night. This is your librarian and witch, Cassandra. Merry Yule!